Hello?
Well, can I have any permission of opinion service, sir? We're conducting a, we're not telling you anything, okay? We're just conducting a quick survey about your opinion on some issues facing the community and the nation. Quick question, are you or anyone in your household working for any social outlet like TV, radio, or newspaper?
No.
Okay, perfect. Can you help me out with a quick survey, sir?
I don't know. Depends on what requires and what I have to do. What is this for?
It's just a national opinion survey about the upcoming elections.
Oh, joy. So you can bother me for a couple minutes.
Give me one second. Now, what are your chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Oh, I'm voting, dude.
And may I know your age?
Old.
Okay. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? Is it Caucasian, Latino, African American, Native American, or Asian American?
I'm just a white dude sitting home. Caucasian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. When 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Oh, I'm extremely motivated. I'm voting, period. That's the answer to that question.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials after I read each of one. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The first one is Mercy Kapture as a congresswoman. That you sorry approve it, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove it, strongly disapprove it.
Somewhat approve, but yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
No.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove. If you're talking about voting him in again, you're too old.
About Joe Biden.
Yes, Joe
okay.
Biden.
And Donald Trump as former president?
Well, unfortunately, he's the worst of two evils. So probably voting for him, unless somebody else pops up and changes my mind before then.
Understood. So strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
And finally, Sherrod Brown, a senator, strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each of one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have hair or that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them. First, energy, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or have you never heard about them?
What are we talking about again?
The company name First Energy, the institution name First Energy.
Okay. First Energy, that's somewhat approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Derek Merrin?
Never heard of him.
Joe Biden?
Strongly disapproved.
Mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress?
I don't like the system that's going on right now, so I'm going to have to say somewhat disapproved.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump?
Somewhat approved.
Mm-hmm. Marcy Kapture?
still somewhat approved. I mean, she still does decent stuff for Ohio, so.
And the Republicans in Congress?
Half and half, so somewhat approved.
Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrats? Republican, lean Republican, Democrat, or lean Democrat?
One more time on that. Which ones?
If the elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I'd probably vote for more Republicans because we got to get control of the debt and figure out what we're doing with this border and all the people that came across the border.
Understood. Thank you. Now, if the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Well, given the three options, I'd probably end up voting for Trump.
Now, and if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote?
I would probably go for Moreno because, unfortunately, Brown is stuck with Biden on every vote that is ever possible, whether it's good for Ohio or not.
Interesting. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Mary or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Now that there is a tough question. I might have to abstain on that one. It's still a toss-up for those two.
Okay. Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for the Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No, there's a possible chance I'd vote for her, yes.
Okay, thank you. And if there is a chance you might consider voting for the Republican Derek Mary, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
There's a possibility. I mean, I'm going to have to start doing a little more checking up on that boy to see exactly what he thinks.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does the statement make much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
Well, probably would make me more likely not to vote for her. And she's not voting for America. She's voting for a political party, which is not good.
Well, understood. Thank you. Finally, I'm going to read some statements of people have made about Republican Derek Mary. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, the first one says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mary wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families for Christmas. Does that make you more likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Right now, no difference because I got to read up on him yet, but you're bringing good subject that I'm going to write down because I'm going to do some investigation.
Well, no difference, right?
No difference at this particular time. Okay. So obviously he's opposing Kaptur. Yeah.
Right, right. 1 second, please. Okay. Now, let me just update that question answer.
Sure.
Okay, and in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported an anti-union law that drives down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premium by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would spend with those who voted to guide Social Security and Medicare, and would raise their retirement age. Does it make any difference for you by voting for them?
Why it makes no difference at this particular time, because I'd have to look at the specifics. I mean, something's got to happen sooner or later, so.
Right. Right. Thank you.
So,
no change. Okay, perfect. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need is Congress and more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than look out for us.
Okay. So, now they don't need to spend more money, I agree. So.
Okay.
I'm not sure that, I mean, you gotta worry, think about the questions and the statements. And who's making them? So, I mean, all I'm saying is that they need to quit spending money. Or if they are going to spend money, they need to spend it on more important things than IRS agents, and instead more INS agents. So that way we can vet all the people that came across the border to make sure that the terrorists didn't come across the border, which the Democrats don't seem to be caring about.
Right. I can understand. And the last one, the very last one, sir, says, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectomic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Okay, now we're talking about abortions. So, my thought is if a woman wants to get an abortion, have at it. If it comes to the point where the fetus is alive and damn near breathing, then we get a problem unless it's an emergency in birth, because that seems to be the problem. It's, people are not saying everything when they're making their rules and laws. Do I want to prosecute the doctors? No, but I also make sure that the women are accountable for what they're doing, unfortunately. So.
I understand. So no difference, right?
Probably not. But I'm a guy. That's the guy thing, I guess.
Thank you. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for Merritt?
Like I said, I'm somewhat happy with Marcy, and so far she hasn't screwed up a whole lot other than following Biden down the rabbit hole. So as far as Merritt goes, I don't know. I haven't read up on him, which I am going to do as soon as I get off his phone.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, how can you make an educated decision unless you know all the facts? And unfortunately,
exactly.
You can't watch TV and news because they don't tell you all the facts. They just tell you what they want to hear.
Right. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if there is a general election for U.S. Congress were held today, from who would you vote, Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
At this point in time, I would probably vote for Marcy.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
Because I don't know him. Would that be the reason?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, okay.
And as far as I know, I haven't heard him be around my town, so he may have, but I just haven't heard it. So.
Thank you. And the last question, sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year of schooling?
High school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associated degree, bachelor degree of a four-year college,
okay,
or graduate school?
We will go with some college but no degree.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else? The options are strong Democrat, no strong Democrat, independent, lean to Democrat, independent only, independent, lean to Republican, not strong Republican, or strong Republican.
I would say I'm independent, conservative independent, which means I guess I'm independent, leaning to the right.
Okay.
But there was that falls in the independent and whatever, so.
Right. Got it. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I would say somewhat important at this particular point in time.
Now, in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, Trump. I didn't vote for Biden because I figured he's too old and it's going senile now. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure who's actually running our government anymore because I know I hate him. Okay.
I understand. All right, so basically that concludes the service, sir. I do appreciate your feedback and your time. Thank you so much.
All right, well, you have a beautiful day, man.
You too, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.